Part 1. The Hebrew Bible. Chapter 1. The Jewish Laity. The Jewish people have typically been loyal to their leaders throughout history. The problem is that not all of their leaders were worthy to be followed. Some of them, like Moses, Joshua, and David, loved God. But some, like Jeroboam and Ahab, did not care for him. Of course, the Jews are the singular people of God, and he is their ultimate leader. He has gone to great lengths to communicate to the Jews, and he wants to bless them. How well have the Jews done in listening to God and following him? Ellipsis. In the days of great suffering in Egypt, God sent Moses to deal with the wicked Pharaoh and set the Jewish people free. The events that transpired in the conflict between God and the Pharaoh are well known. As the conflict reached its climax, God prescribed the Passover to be observed at that time and every year thereafter, so that the Jews would never forget what God did for them in their moment of need. After issuing the directive for each family to sacrifice a one-year-old lamb and apply some of the blood around their doorframes, God said to Moses, "For I will go throughout the land of Egypt on that night, and will strike down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Why did the Jewish people need to sacrifice a lamb? Was it simply that God could see the blood around their doorframes and know which houses to leave untouched? Of course not. God is omniscient, and he knows who his people are. In fact, during most of the prior plagues, God left the Jewish people unharmed as the plagues crashed down upon Egypt, and he did not need a sign to know which families to skip over. Also, as it says in verse 12 that the blood was a sign for the Jews, it was not a sign for God. But why did they need a sign? What were they supposed to learn from sacrificing lambs and applying the blood around their doorways? Returning to the first question, why did the Jewish people need to perform sacrifices to escape God's judgment? After all, what did they do wrong? They were the victims in this event of slavery and oppression. We will answer this question more in depth in chapter 6. But for now, let's just say that God had the Jews sacrifice the lambs in order to teach them something about himself, evil, justice, and themselves. God was personally communicating a message to every Jewish family, and indeed to every Jew, at the first Passover. At other times, God spoke to Moses, who then spoke to the people on his behalf. But this time, he was communicating directly to every Jewish person through the rituals they were to perform. God called for each Jewish family to select their sheep 4 days before they were to sacrifice them. Lambs are innocent, cute, and endearing. That would have been 4 long days gazing upon the poor soul that was about to die for you. Evidently, God did not want this sacrifice to be simply a mechanical ritual that busy people carried out without giving it any thought. He wanted each of them to have time to think about their sins and all the people that they had hurt. He wanted them to understand that they needed a substitute. For God does not just judge nations. He judges individuals as well. Ellipsis. A millennium and a half after the Exodus, it was Jesus' turn to take his place on the stage of history and appear before the Jewish people. It was the time of Passover again. Jesus had been preaching a message of gaining God's acceptance through sacrificial atonement, and he was conflicting with the Jewish religious leaders who were emphasizing following the law. Of course, not only was it a time of spiritual discord, but it was also a time of political turmoil as the Jews were being occupied and oppressed by the Romans. What was God trying to teach the Jewish people at that time?